Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he will attend a May 9th White House meeting with President Biden ahead of a deadline for the country's debt limit to be reached. NPR's Claudio Grisales reports McConnell is warning, however, any debt limit deal will come from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Biden.
Next week's high-stakes meeting will pit Speaker McCarthy against President Biden in negotiations over spending and the budget. Senate Republican leader McConnell told reporters that the ultimate deal to avert a financial default on the nation's debt will have to come from those two sides.
This will ultimately, in my view, be solved when the Speaker and the President reach an agreement.
A senior Republican aide tells NPR that McCarthy plans to attend the May 9th meeting. The effort comes after Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the U.S. could breach its debt ceiling on June 1, giving Congress a matter of weeks to hammer out a bipartisan plan. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Wisconsin State Supreme Court ruled today a hospital cannot be forced to treat COVID-19 patients with ivermectin, a deworming drug. Lena Tran of member station WWM reports.
Ivermectin became a household name through the anti-COVID vaccine movement. The drug treats parasites in animals and some skin conditions in humans, but some regard it as a COVID-19 cure, which it's not approved for. The FDA says misusing the drug can be fatal. In 2021, a Wisconsin man sued Aurora Healthcare for refusing to give ivermectin to his uncle, who had COVID. On Tuesday, Wisconsin's mostly conservative Supreme Court ruled with the healthcare system. The case is one of many nationwide seeking to force hospitals to administer the drug. The ruling says the uncle recovered. For NPR News, I'm Lena Tran in Milwaukee.
The Biden administration says it's prepared to send as many as 1,500 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border ahead of an expected migrant surge when coronavirus pandemic era restrictions come to an end. A rough day on Wall Street, as NPR's David Gurr reports, there's still concern among investors about the banking sector.
One day after First Republic Bank collapsed, the second largest bank failure in U.S. history, the banking sector is still under pressure. Shares of California-based PacWest were down more than 35%, and Western Alliance's stock traded about 25% lower before those two lenders regained some of that lost ground. Wall Street wants to hear what Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says about all this turmoil and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's latest warning about the debt limit. Powell will take questions from reporters after the Fed wraps up its two-day meeting tomorrow. The central bank is expected to hike interest rates once again by another quarter point. David Gurra, NPR News, New York.
The Dow was down 367 points today. The Nasdaq dropped 132 points. You're listening to NPR. In a sign that voting in person on Election Day may be on its way out, new data from the Census Bureau showing almost half of all votes cast in the 2022 midterm election were done early or by mail. And the Bureau says leading the way were Asian and Hispanic voters. The analysis of the midterm election showed voting by mail remained popular, even as some Republican-led states sought to tighten the rules. Two-thirds of Asian voters and almost three-fifths of Hispanic voters cast ballots by mail or at early voting sites. Nominations for the 2023 Tony Awards, Broadway's highest honors, were announced this morning. Shows like Some Like It Hot and Sweeney Todd got multiple nominations. Reporter Jeff London says Wendell Pierce is among the actors up for big awards.
Pierce was nominated for playing Willie Loman in Death of a Salesman, while Sean Hayes received a nod for Goodnight Oscar, playing the tortured pianist and personality Oscar Levant. In the Best Actress category, Jessica Chastain's star turn in A Modern Version of A Doll's House is up against Jodie Comer in Prima Facie.
Her lawyer's job is not to know. It's to not know.
The Killing Eve actress is making her stage debut as a criminal defense attorney. Pop star Sarah Bareilles is nominated for her role in the revival of Into the Woods.
First a witch, then a child, then a prince, then a moment who could live in the woods.
The Tonys will be presented on June 11th. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Crude oil futures prices fell today. Oil down $4 a barrel to $71.66 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.